T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up on Halloween, we're doing a live secret show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Warriors, the Golden State Warriors. So our Halloween secret show, Club Fugazi, we're very excited about this. Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon, that's where, that's Club Fugazi, that's what happens there. They're going to loan us out the theater during
the day. What day is it?
It's Halloween.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Oh, we're having our friend Rudy.
Oh!
He's going to be there.
Wait,
that day.
I'm not invited. But I'm in town. I'm not. You're not inviting me to that? I don't get to go to that?
Did you win tickets yet?
Yeah, have you won any tickets?
I had to. I had to apply for ticket? I have to.
You don't have to apply. You have to call and win.
Call in and win them. You can do it
number,
right now.
Scott,
give her your number.
Right,
yeah,
now.
It's 800-400-3697. In fact, if you're calling 97 right now, you'll actually win tickets to this. But you do have to be over 21.
Oh, right.
You're pretty young thing.
Right. Forget that then. Hey, guys. I can't just show up.
We booked a comic for that day.
I'm a comic.
Yeah, but we booked a different comic that day.
Oh, why would you? This is so awkward. Why did you? What? Okay, all right.
So Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon, that happens at Club Fugazi, and they're loaning us the place for that day.
Yeah.
Their holiday extravaganza is November 15th through December 31st, featuring tap dancing Christmas trees, parodies of Christmas carols, the legendary gigantic Yuletide hat, and more. Tickets on sale now at beachblanketbabylon.com. We'll take caller number 97 right now.
I'm 97!
And you get a call.
Oh.
Try and get through. 800-400-3697. This is October 31st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Appetizers, a cash bar, door prizes, and we have a contest for the best costume. Win your way in all day long, right now, and every hour through 4 o'clock. There'll be a chance for you to win a pair of these tickets. And the costume contest, the grand prize is a trip for two to Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows with 3 days of lift tickets, 2 nights lodging, courtesy of the 2017 Warren Miller film Line of Descent, a 40-inch HD, this is another one of the prizes, a 40-inch HD smart TV, passes into the San Francisco Dungeon, Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon tickets, and more. Call number 97 right now. Call now and win those tickets. Be there for opening.
So if I just show up?
Let me get through this first, and then you can start whining. Okay, go ahead. Scott.
Wait,
Caprosi,
so if I just
everybody.
Show up in costume, fully dressed, I can't just come in and say, hey, I'm a friend of the show.
No, I'm sorry, Scott, you can't.
Really?
Yeah.
Are the boys going to be there? Are they going to be coming
my
in?
My kids?
Yeah, for fun.
No, it's a 21 and up show.
Oh.
It's the secret show. You've been, I'm, no.
No, I went last year.
Yeah. You've been to many of them.
Yeah.
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 You're going to be on twice this week.
I figured you'd be doing it, and I meant to call you that and ask if I could come, and then I forgot. Oops.
Oh, well.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Awkward. Super, super awkward.
Well, Rudy's been doing, you know, because you're not here all the time. You go on vacation, long vacation, stay
all
the time.
Yeah.
So Rudy's been coming in and
doing the How many times has he been in?
Review. I would say he's been in
bunch
four,
now.
Four times, yeah. Maybe.
How's that going?
Great.
Really well. Him and Yuzette are like peas in a pod.
They really
love
each other.
We brought up something about Yuzette on the secret show, and he was like, yeah, I guess it is a Mexican thing.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, they're both like, we don't want to be left behind.
But my cousins are all
story
Mexican,
like that.
So I'm in on that.
Then there was a whole fight between Rudy and Bryn and Hooman. This was last week's secret show when? Like Thursday?
It's a good one.
Yeah, I guess so, because he did
the
movie
it review. It was excellent. So, but you're doing both secret shows this week because you're doing a movie.
No, he's
review.
Only doing one secret show this
week.
Oh,
is that so?
So he's doing Crunch. Today, the secret show today, and then he's doing the
movie review
on Thursday.
And then Rudy's coming in for the secret show on Thursday?
No, I guess we don't have a guest.
Oh, right.
On Thursday.
I'm going to find out Rudy's address.
And murder him?
A little bit,
yeah. Not just, murder or
just,
our friend Rudy.
Just injure him so he can't.
He's our friend.
Can't hobble to where, oh, really?
Yeah, we
he's
like him
friend.
A lot.
You're NF?
He's a new friend.
All right.
Yeah.
Huh. Why am I sweating? Why is this bothering
me? I don't know why it's bothering
you. Why are you making this feel competitive?
I'm not making it feel competitive.
It's just the way you're all saying it. Vinny's looking down at his papers and ignoring my eyesight. And then
I'm not ignoring your eyesight. I'm looking right at you.
All right, that's better. And then Bryn's like shaking his head like, God, this is bull. I can't believe they're embarrassing him like this. And now
I know, I'm serious.
And then he's just staring at me like, what do you think of this?
I think you're reading way more into this than is actually
really?
Here.
Yeah. What am I doing?
A loyal person on this show. And this is how, you know, I just feel like.
And we're loyal to you, too.
Really?
You do lots of things with us, Scott.
Lots of things.
Once in a while, I mean, to be honest,
it's going to relieve him, you absolutely can come to the secret show.
But
we are, Rudy's performing for like 10 or 15 minutes at the very beginning of the show.
Oh, I wasn't allowed to do the usher. Wait, is he hosting it live or something?
Like,
he's just going to do a few minutes because people have seen your stand up and he's a very
And
new
they're tired
person.
Of it. Yeah.
And
he's new
and
fresh.
Tired of it. So we want the new fresh stand up.
Okay, all right, okay.
I thought you were so funny the other day.
Thank you.
I was laughing.
Oh, she was going on and on about how wonderful. You were at the mm-hmm. Freewheel Brewing.
It was fun,
company.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was fun. And Yuzette slashed me the light at 55. Made me laugh. I almost fell off the stage. She's like, I'm doing it. And I see in the back, boom. I'm like, I look at my watch. Oh my God, it's 55. And I'm thinking, Sarah says, do 45, shoot for that, get off. And it was funny. It was very funny.
But then
you still went 20 more minutes.
I did because I said to the crowd, Yuzette wants me off and she's the gatekeeper. So what do I do? And they're like, stay on.
Yeah, they did want him to stay on. I just couldn't anymore.
What could I do?
She just couldn't. She had
couldn't.
To go.
She had to go. I
she can't even.
What could I do? I had to stand
I
for the peeps.
I stayed till the end.
Yeah, she was there.
I did.
Yeah. And then I had to do the photo op thing, so I couldn't find the thing she left. But yeah. And then her friend couldn't find her purse.
Oh, your friend lost her purse?
Well, we went next door to the Mexican restaurant to get, I wanted to get some tacos to take home.
Oh,
so,
not for the margaritas? Come on.
No. So I got some tacos, and then I guess she left her purse on the chair, went and got some salsa, came back, and then her purse wasn't there.
Oh, someone took
and
her purse.
And so that's what she thought, and then the next morning she called the place, and the lady said no, it wasn't there, but then she went over to the place, and it was in the Lost and Found.
Right next door to Freewheel, yeah. Lost and Found is the... is the playground
with
for party girls. It is, man. I play at clubs all the time. I just if I got time before my set, I go in the Lost and Found box just to see what's in there. Hilarious.
Like
one leopard skin, you know, high heel pump, a skirt. It's always girl stuff. Skirt, makeup,
should
purses.
Be 20 phones in there too.
Oh my God, the computers and phones. Yes, but sometimes you find things like a bottle of whiskey, half filled, or bags of booze that hasn't been opened. Everything, but it's almost always women's stuff. A wig. Oh, I found many wigs in those things. Loads of wigs.
Maybe you should just pull the Lost and Found bin up on stage. That could be your new bit.
It's my, yeah. I'm
your
a prop comic
guy,
like,
right?
Like
pull
top.
It out.
What was that? Carrot top. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
And then you have to have a couple things you slip in there yourself.
Yeah,
like,
just
you know.
With good punches to them.
Sure.
Yeah. Just to save the crowd in case it's dying, which mm-hmm. it happens. That happens. So I could be like, a bra, what's that all about? Ooh, thank you. Women in toilet paper, what's that all about? Thank you. See you at home. Enjoy the chicken fries. Ooh. I'm
Scott
Rudy Ortiz.
I'll see you
at Tommy T's or wherever he plays. I have no idea. Is he playing somewhere soon? Should we plug him since we've talked about him so much while I'm on? Jesus, the disrespect. Whatever, you know.
He's traveling. He's in Reno this week with Frankie Quinones.
Glorious. But
he's
that sounds
funny.
Great. Anyway.
So, Scott, you have a couple shows this week. Scott Capurro, everybody.
I sound angry, but I'm not. I came in such a good mood.
I know. This is just your way.
I know.
I don't even. That's why I don't worry. I know
it's
that
our way. It's the way you treat me
you
and the
feel,
way I respond. Well,
you feel loved here and respected. I know that. So it's all BS the way
Vinny's
the
ignoring
thing
me still. I do.
I'm giving you space to do your thing.
Oh,
dude.
This is my shtick
I
minute.
I get to talk here all the time. I'm trying to let you. Have some room.
Are you
to
worried about the
thing.
Fire downtown?
Of course I'm worried about fire.
Really?
Fire is...
No, there's one in Santa Cruz right
very
now.
Very scary.
It's in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Yeah.
It's bad, right?
Uh-huh. All the fires are bad.
Yeah, they're all... It's bad.
Yeah. But I was super horrified to hear... Well, I didn't know where... Is it Bear Valley?
Bear Creek.
So I didn't know how far or how close that was. And, you know, would Vinny be coming in this morning? But here he is, and it's like 20 miles from us.
Oh,
house.
Right. I'll
hopefully.
Be in El Granada this weekend on Saturday.
Yeah,
remember
I saw
Santa Cruz
that.
On Sunday? We're having lunch.
So you're.
we're having lunch on Sunday.
You're going to swing by his new house?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got lots of time for lunches.
Oh, I'll bring the food.
Great. You'll be all moved in by Sunday,
yeah.
midday.
I'll bring a pizza.
Everybody's got to eat. Oh,
hey guys,
he's going to bring pizza.
And it'll be great. You eat anchovies, right?
No.
He does not eat
Do you eat pepperonis?
Do you eat anchovies?
I like anchovies.
I don't mind. Edson likes them.
I don't want them on my pizza, sometimes. Though.
You know, they're nice and they're ground up in a salad dressing. Mm-hmm. I'll eat an anchovy if it's organic. Anyway, I'll...
is there such a thing? Aren't they just
if it's free range, if it's open sea, I'll bring two pizzas by because you got a kid and they eat a lot, the kids. You know what the kids are like. So a couple pizzas and a salad for the girls because your person...
Is a girl.
Is a girl, right. let's see what we can do, right?
That's great.
Yeah.
Person.
I don't want to get it wrong. Diet Coke? Diet Coke or Diet Root Beer? Which would you prefer?
Oh, I like Diet Root Beer.
I do
can
too.
I go
so
too?
Good.
This
yeah,
sounds really fun.
You're
yeah,
totally wasting your time and breath right now.
I can't wait to see you in the new house. It'll be really great. I'll bring my friend Danny. He's funny. He's camp.
Oh,
kids
maybe,
love him.
Maybe you could buy him a steak, Vinny.
Yeah, because I'll bring him by. Uh-huh. So it's two steaks, please. Two steaks, please.
So that is the show you're doing at the Hop.
El Granati.
Hop Dogma.
Yeah. On Saturday.
And then you're in Alameda on Friday.
At Phoenix. It's great. It's a work art space, and it's really gorgeous. And people go there in the day and rent a desk space. At night, they do live performance. And they do sculptures in the back. The kids are so creative.
Oh.
We'll be there Friday night. Mark's going to run that show.
Someone says that they just that they bought tickets to the Alameda show as soon as they went on sale. They can't wait to see you.
Oh, that's great.
Alameda is so nice. It's like being on vacation when you're over there.
I do like Alameda. It's very cute.
They have a beautiful cinema. I saw It there last week.
Oh.
It's so gorgeous inside. And you walk out and people are having ice cream walking down the street and in tiny short shirts and stuff. And little
I go
kids
over there
everywhere.
For the flea market sometimes. You it's know how fantastic. they have a great
it's
flea
huge.
Market there. I think it's the first Saturday of every month. Am I crazy? Second Saturday, maybe?
I don't know.
But, it's on the old naval base. It's kind of
it is.
The
it's on that
base,
big
yeah.
naval. It's so cool. Mm. That naval base is, you can go and have tours of the ships.
It's
some
great.
Of them. It's really neat.
Do you,
you cross the bay to go to the flea market?
It's a really good one, though.
It's humongous. Huh. And yeah. it's on inside warehouses and out in the middle. Mm. Yes, Vinny, your hand.
Is there a difference between a flea market and a swap meet?
I don't know.
Well, at swap meets, the girls are a bit hotter, but that's all I know.
I don't know. I thought a swap meet was like specific items and people were like, everyone brings their surfboard and everyone looks at everyone else's and swaps them. I don't know.
No, it's not.
I thought they were the same thing.
Yeah, I think they're the same thing, but yeah. I've only gone to swap meets. There used to be the Orange County swap meet, which you went to and you'd buy skateboard parts because there'd be a dude with a skateboard boot.
Right.
But I don't know the flea market thing.
Flea markets are just...
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine. I don't know that I'd be looking for... parts for a skateboard, but
it's everything.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Just an example of what I find. Was doing there. There right. could be the guy selling rock posters or
sure.
That sounds like what used to be in Marin City every Sunday. That was great, that one.
Yeah, that was before I moved there.
Did
I've
everything.
Heard the legend and it Incredible. Really bums me out that yeah. I never got to be part of that.
And if it was windy, all the dust would kick up.
Oh, wonderful.
People were getting high. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
The other one like
just
8 years
like
old.
Today.
Yeah, it's great. All right.
All right, let's do a little celebrity trash here. Unless you have something else specific that you'd like to... Aren't you doing a benefit coming up pretty soon?
I think
here?
We're... Well, tonight there's a benefit at Sally Tomatoes for evacuees and victims of the fire and mm-hmm. stuff. And they've got a great lineup. And I sent you something yesterday on Facebook. It's all over Facebook if you want to go take a look. And if you want to go up and support them... So
go to see Comedy Sally Tomatoes tomorrow night.
The guy that... Tonight.
Oh, tonight.
The guy that produces it is... Casey Williams is from the area. And a lot of the comics he's booked are from the area. And they're giving their time. And it sounds like a really great event. And I think I'm doing a show there on the 28th. The Sally Tomatoes on the Saturday, 28th. And I think we're going to have to make that. We're going to have to.
You're doing it on the 18th, it says here. That doesn't sound
at Sally's
right.
Tomatoes. No, I think it's just on the 28th.
Okay.
And I think we're going to. That's going to have to be something like a benefit there, too. I mean, I can't go up there and not try to
right.
help somehow. So we were up there on Sunday, and, you know, people are doing their best.
Yep.
So. Yeah.
Well, your uncle lost.
Yeah,
home,
yeah.
And...
I can't. I get very emotional.
Okay,
yeah, my cousins
right.
were displaced, and my stepsister and her daughter they lost their house and coffee, and a lot of people I know lost everything. Yeah, so. Yeah, so it's people are really coming together.
Look for the helpers.
Well, everyone's helping. It's yeah. amazing. I was really moved and impressed just being around there. I didn't want to get all moved and impressed because that's not what they need, but. You know, in the car on the way home, my friend Laura and I were like, all the way home, you know. I mean, we didn't lose anything, but my family and friends, I saw them just trying to be, not brave, but trying to just...
Cope. Get by minute
yeah,
to minute.
Move on, yeah. Because they're lucky that they have their lives, obviously.
Right. Well, you were saying that every parking lot you drive by, there's just people sitting there
full of
with
days,
their car
people.
Open, car door
no
open.
No car,
and, oh,
just their
not
dog.
Even the car, just them and their
just
dog?
Just their dog or the couple cats. Oof. I mean, my uncle was lucky he wasn't home because he would have been that guy hosing down his house. And you couldn't move fast enough. You could not run it. So anyway, fingers crossed this one in Santa Cruz doesn't happen.
Right. Yeah, man. Oh, well, none of us are immune to this.
No.
If you live in California, this can affect you. So if you're...
Pray for rain.
If you're
having some
bothered by this topic or for some reason, don't be. It could be you on the other end needing the help someday.
Today is the 28th anniversary of the 1989 earthquake.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we were talking about that a little this morning, too. And just, you know, this is... Look, if you're lucky enough to have had this not affect you directly, you didn't lose your house in this thing, let it be a sign to get that go bag together and get your earthquake emergency preparedness kit together.
And make sure your home is insured properly.
Right. Protect your important documents. Maybe think about a safe deposit box where you can put a copy of your insurance policies and your passports or your birth certificates or your Social Security cards, things that you know, would be difficult to replace.
I was in the earth. Oh, sorry.
The news was reporting this morning that if you remodeled your home in any way, to make sure and let your insurance company know, because it'll affect your coverage and retrieving the money.
Just, you know, Vinny said it well the other day. We all walk around with these phones in our hands. Put it on video and walk around your house. That's all you have to do is turn in a slow circle. You'll be able to pull an inventory from that and you'll be able to prove that you did this or that or had this or that.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to remember every single dingle thing that you had in your house. And a lot of policies are full replacement for the contents. And that's going to be a huge part of it. And hopefully, you never need it.
Yeah.
But if you do, you'll be so glad you have it.
I have Barbara Bean a Noodle on my camera, on my phone. My
You're Bean a Noodle portrait of
yes,
Barbara Streisand.
Of course.
You still have that. That hasn't disintegrated from dust yet.
It can't be touched. It's very stiff and crunchy. It's top ramen.
Or?
It's top ramen. Sorry, Brandon. It's top ramen and beans and noodles and stuff.
You're Asian, I think.
Pasta. I did not want to offend him. And a little pasta, like Jewish pasta stars on the corner, spray painted silver. It's great. And it's very dry.
I have a request.
Yes.
I have heard about this bean and noodle portrait of Barbara Streisand
Full-length.
That hangs in
your
unit. For 20 yeah.
from
since
the
I've
Superman
known you, for
album
20
cover.
Years.
Yes.
When you get back to your apartment today, I need you to take a picture of that and post it on Instagram.
I would love to do that.
Do
I'd
that.
Be honored.
Please write it down or give yourself an alert, whatever you have to do.
All right.
Just fluttering your
I'll
hand
text,
over
I'll
the
text
phone
to
yes,
guys.
Please.
Thank you, Yuzette. I just tried
I
to
feel
do.
Like this is maybe so I have a whole image of what this bean and noodle portrait looks like.
You've got to see it. I'll show it to you on my phone on Sunday. Vinny, when we're having lunch. You'll love it. It's fantastic.
All right.
I'm Superman. When you love me, it's easy.
Time for some other things.
I can do most anything.
So normally we would do the album charts on a Monday, but for some reason, I don't know, Billboard had a problem?
Yeah,
whatever.
They did.
So we have the top albums in the country at this moment, what the kids are listening to. I know. So there are a couple new things on here. Not new. Divide, Ed Sheeran, is at number 10. 32,000 copies of that.
He's doing very well, that young man.
Except for he got hit by a bike in London. I'm sorry, he got hit by a car in London while on his bike. He broke one arm and like ruined the other arm. And lately he's been doing all
it
his
crushed
shows.
Jane. Our Jane,
oh, poor
been,
Jane.
Hasn't
She's,
been the same
did
since.
Did you go give her a hug?
I didn't. You know what? I didn't see her yesterday.
Oh. She
oh, this just
here.
Happened then. This
It happened, accident. I believe, over the weekend.
Yesterday morning, I think.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So
no.
he, well, we found out about it yesterday morning. I don't know if it happened on Sunday or... But he went to the hospital and they bound up his arm and now he's posting pictures of himself. He's like a sling on one arm and a full cast on the other. So he has been doing one-man shows for a while, and that was the plan for these shows in Asia that are looking now like they're going to have to be canceled. It seems that he has it, but I was watching some videos of him yesterday. And he's got a band, and it's the same dudes in every video, but I don't know if it's just like a bunch of hired hands or if
people
that's...
like watching him alone.
Well, it is fascinating.
Wembley Arena, alone on stage.
Yeah.
It's amazing. That
Sweet.
Photo is amazing from behind watching him play.
Yep, just
he's incredible.
With his little pedals and
yeah, he's
puts
just a
it
guy.
All together,
I
loops
know.
It up.
It's great.
So anyway, he's number 10. They base the charts nowadays because nobody buys albums anymore. So they, I think every 10 singles a band sells, they count.
I'm the only dummy still buying albums,
yeah,
I guess.
I was even thinking that as I was listening to the Beck record just because I subscribed to Apple Music that, you know, I was like, I feel like it's in a lot of ways, it's devalued music. I can get any song I want at any time just by typing the name of it.
Well,
in.
And I guess, are we members of Amazon Prime if
yes,
that little
Prime
thing
music.
That you talk to plays anything you want?
Yep.
So that's why we're getting to that.
Mm.
Like at the dinner table, my kid will yell out the name.
Lady. Hey, Echo Lady, please play.
Play whatever.
Right. And there it is. Sometimes she doesn't have it, or she says you have to join some other service to get it, or she'll play you just a sample of it. But if you've got Apple Music, you could just say, hey, lady, Echo Lady, connect to my iPhone, and then just play anything you want right through her. She's a
Dragons,
great little...
believe her.
Again.
On a clear day.
A Sunday.
Right?
No, I've never asked it for on a clear day.
Oh, okay.
I asked for Billy Squire the other day.
Oh.
It's a... Probably a Barbra Streisand song.
Well, it's a film and a stage show. Hello.
Yeah, sorry.
Never heard
Barbra,
of it.
Shall I do some of it for you right now?
No.
On a clear day.
So every 10 singles an artist sells now count as an album, and their streaming numbers play into this as well.
And
so
came in at 10.
Teddy did come in at number 10.
Is this true comedy, too? Like, if you yell out a comic's name, will it just start playing some of his comedy albums?
I've never tried that.
Right.
I wonder if it would.
George Carlin. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
I bet it would.
And Matt, speaking of Believer, Imagine Dragons Evolve was number 9 with 34,000 copies. Thunder. I love that part. It's good.
Is that a child's?
No?
Is that
I don't know.
Child's music? Is that
it's a big hit.
Really?
It's a big song right now.
Do you
now.
Play it here at Alice?
We do.
Oh, cute. I'm sure Edson knows all of this.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Debuting in eighth place, Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
So he sold 35,000 copies of his new record, Heaven Upside Down.
How do you like that? It's good.
You like the devil music?
I love him. I
good
like
job.
The whole thing, the whole packet. So good. It's such great marketing. Genius.
All right. What just happened?
Thank you, Bryn. Every star you'll feel part of. Every mountain, sea, and shore.
What a man.
I want to go to Bryn's Club. I'm going to Bryn's Club.
All right, listen. I'm going to run through these because we're out of time here. Number 6 is A Boogie with the Hoodie. Number 5 is Kane Brown. Is that like a country thing?
Yes.
Number 4 is Post Malone, Stoney. Debuting in third place is a rapper named Little Pump.
How's he?
You tell me. Number 2 is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' Greatest Hits.
Oh.
I'll take it easy, baby. We're doing this song on Friday.
Oh.
She was an American girl.
This is one of the party songs you're going to do?
And debuting at number 1... 55,000 copies. Not a huge sales week, people. Christian rapper NF. Hooman.
Yes.
Christian rapper.
Hallelujah.
I know that Edson listens to him.
Oh, NF?
Mm. Yeah.
Let you down. All the time. Hey, Scott Capurro is performing.
You guys have been great. Thanks for the invite for Halloween. I'm
sure.
So excited.
Can't wait to see you.
And don't forget... Everyone, Scott will be in on Thursday reviewing Michael Fassbender in Snowman.
I thought you guys said it was called Smellman. It's called Snowman?
Yeah.
Well, that's different.
It's an action thriller.
That is different.
All right.
Smellman.
All right.
Is that why you wanted to review it? Oh, Smellman. do it.
I like the smell of that. Smells hungry.
October 20th, you're performing in Alameda at the Phoenix. And October 21st, this is Friday and Saturday night.
Yes.
El Granada, you're at the Hop Dogma.
And on the 26th, by the way, I'm at Martini's. It's my only San Francisco show. So if you want to come see that on the 26th, please do.
And you are going to come back for The Secret Show.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I bet you can. Scott Capurro, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for...
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon. She does a radio
Jane,
show here on Alice.
A game called. Woo! Oh, the hot dog got by its real name. Making believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane.
Jane also leaves her house from time to time and will go to a concert.
From time to time.
You wouldn't catch us at a show on a weeknight, but there's Jane.
Well, she didn't have to be to work until 2, so she's all right. I mean, she gets here really early, actually, but she wouldn't have to
Well,
be.
She's a music picker. She does a lot around here. She's Jane, everyone.
Jane.
Love her, like we do.
Woo! Good cat and a mouse.
Oh, look at that. She texted me. Yep, I want to play your woo when I do the giveaway. Okay.
Woo!
Yeah, it's fun. This is not fun. So we'll begin with our news break here at 8:41. Here's what's happening. The wildfires are just starting to calm down in the North Bay, and now we have them in the South Bay in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Look at this video.
It's crazy. That's the shots from last night. What are we watching in there? KTVU?
Yes.
Wildfire has forced evacuations in the Boulder Creek area of the Santa Cruz Mountains. We have 5 firefighters hurt so far. And right now there's 0% containment. They say the planes are going up now, which they dropped that fire retardant on them. And they usually, I've seen them work pretty good.
Right.
As I've lived up there now for a few years. And there's been more than one fire where you see them out there flying and dropping that pink stuff out on them, and
right. It's they say because it's so steep right there.
Yeah,
they're having things are. It's not windy, but stuff is rolling down the hill and lighting more stuff.
Yeah, and this is because of the wet season we had last couple years, and they're. I don't think they go out there and they haven't done.
Like a controlled burn.
A controlled burn in a while. So there's just a lot of fuel out there for a fire like this. I'll keep you up on that as I get news. While we're on the California wildfires, PG&E is warning investors of a possible financial hit as they may be the cause of some of the early fires in Napa in the North Bay. Of course, again, with the fuel that's up there. And the valley, they can't be the cause of all of... I mean, that's one of those things that it just took off.
Right.
They didn't cause the winds, I guess, is my point.
Right.
Here's another semi-related story. As police have arrested a woman with credit cards and checkbooks from people as she was up there in Santa Rosa just robbing people who had evacuated.
Is there anything worse than a looter?
Oh, I can't stand that lady. She looks like a meth head, too.
Mm-hmm. Petaluma police arrested a woman, they say, stole credit cards, checkbooks, and other property from Santa Rosa fire evacuees in shelters and from cars parked in evacuation zones. Katie Lennard, 31, allegedly has been stealing from fire victims. They've identified her as a suspect. And here's her mugshot.
Loser.
She does look like a meth head. Christ. I didn't know I knew what one looked like, but it's this lady. This is anybody who's taking advantage of someone who just lost their home or has been evacuated from there, like that's the lowest of the low.
Well, and junkies aren't thinking about anything but themselves and their need to get a fix. So I don't know that she's a junkie.
Looks like one. I'm going to go with it.
But I do know that that's where you hear about, especially when you hear about a parent that's just completely ignored their own kid or something, that's a junkie. That's someone who's just completely lost any, they're gone.
They're
completely
to their,
gone.
Right.
There's no them in there anymore. And it's just that drug addict. And that's how you hear those stories about ignoring your kids or robbing from fire victims. It's because they're just a junkie now. The perfect city to live in based on your zodiac sign. Everyone here's a Scorpio but me, right?
Bryn's not a Scorpio.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Cancer.
Oh.
What are you?
You should live in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh. Really?
I'll consider
Cancers like privacy. They want to be financially secure and have a family. Charleston's a good spot for all three.
You like privacy?
Is that true about you?
Yeah, it sounds pretty true. Yeah, I definitely want to be financially stable.
What about private?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, picture you. You seem like a pretty social person.
I'm social, but
we
you know,
don't. I mean, we all want privacy right. when we want it. When
right, you're but you're on a radio show, so right. I mean, you had to throw that right out.
That's
right.
true.
That's gone. Long gone.
Yeah. You know what's weird is UPS has been dropping off stuff in front of my front door at like 9:30.
In the morning?
No, PM.
Oh.
Lately, wow. like a lot. I guess because all the baby stuff, we're getting a lot of packages.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll like.
You must be at the end of their run.
They'll ring the doorbell and they'll leave and my dog goes crazy and I'm running out like, who the hell is here at 9:30? Because I'm not going to let her open the door.
Right.
So,
of course not.
There's a package there for me, but I was just thinking about privacy. And I'm like, it's 9 o'clock. What the hell?
Maybe you should put a little sign like, please don't ring the bell. Just leave it.
You're doing good, buddy.
Thank you.
You're doing a good job. I have to take all the machetes to the head, too. Right. Like, I go first. I'm right
there.
It's
the way. Yep.
There's a machete. Here I am. There's my forehead. I don't want to, but, you know, I'm protecting the girls.
Got
to
do it.
Half naked in your underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. For Aries at Chicago, that's me.
Huh.
It says you need excitement, so a big city is best.
You do love to cruise a city.
But you also need to be able to escape
yeah.
and have easy access to nature. So having a car is important, and that's easier in Chicago than New York. Yeah, yeah that's true. I love hitting the city.
You like Chicago, too. I mean, even though you were there in the icy cold, it was...
I would never choose to live there, though.
Right.
Hey, Vaughn's great a Taurus.
Great place to visit.
Oh, Vaughn is?
Yeah. What is he?
Westport, Connecticut.
Oh. Uh-huh.
You need access to a big city, and it's an hour from New York. Tauruses, though, would rather own a home than rent, so you'd be better off in the suburbs.
No.
I hope we don't end up with a crappy
Let's
city.
Let's see the
Come
Scorpios.
On, Scorpios.
Let's see. Scorpio, move to Tokyo. Scorpios tend to gravitate
yeah.
towards things that
Where?
Are trendy and kind
Tokyo.
Of intense.
Tokyo's
a good fit for both.
I'll take it.
Trendy and intense.
Trendy yeah. and intense.
I feel
That's
like
for
I'd
sure.
do better.
I'd 100% love it. Thank
in
you.
Westport,
yeah,
Connecticut.
Human, I guess.
Yeah, I've been to Tokyo, and I would. While it was a fascinating place to visit, I was overwhelmed, and mm-hmm. and that's not the place for me.
But yeah, San Francisco for any sign.
Oh, good question. I did not look to see
well, it's for
if
me.
San Francisco turned up. Austria,
We're all
Austin,
in the wrong
Texas,
city.
Jerusalem. Huh?
Which one? Who's Jerusalem? What sign?
Sagittarius. You need a place with a lot of history where you can live simply and travel whenever you want to.
Oh.
Sagittarius.
Keep going.
Ibiza is Leo.
Oh. I bet you. I think my brother's a Leo. I bet he'd. That seems like his kind of place.
San Francisco didn't turn up for any of the signs. Sorry.
We should post that because I'm sure. People want to know. People want to know. People want to know.
Is that from today's?
Yes. Oh, no. It's from a couple days ago.
Oh, do you know what? Put it beside.
Yeah, put it over here. Give it to me. I can be in charge.
I got it.
I don't know.
Maybe you should just give it to me.
I'll give it to Bryn.
All right. Give it to Bryn.
I got it. People. Browsing. I'm trying to do a news report here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen a lot of penises.
Yeah, you have. You've watched a ton of porn.
Save that.
Yeah.
Why? I'm saying I haven't seen a lot of them.
You have, though.
And then take off.
I haven't, though.
Probably more than I have.
Bryn, take off.
No.
Oh, my God.
Please, you watch porn every day.
Every day.
Every day.
First of all,
I watch porn.
Most of the actors are the same guy.
I don't know, man.
No, don't use that one.
Hers. I watch porn every day.
Make a song.
Are we taking apart my sentences as I say them?
See how it feels?
Never mind. Skip that story. Who even cares?
Tell the story. What kind of stuff about the penis?
Top 10 non-essential items we can't live without. The internet rules all.
Yeah.
Everybody said, I need my internet. It's not essential, but you need it. Your phone came in second. Your pets were third. Washer and dryer.
Oh, yeah. Fridge.
Nice big mattress came in at 5.
Oh, yes.
I can live without a washer dryer.
Fridge. No, fridge not
on
the
list.
I guess
maybe they don't consider that non-essential. Like, that is essential.
What if you drop it off and have someone do it for you?
Oh, your laundry?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were like, your refrigeration.
I'll be back for ice later. When I finish this glass of water, I'll be back for more.
You're renting refrigerator space now?
No, no, my text came with one.
Right. No, I got it.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Are you going to do the other story?
I'm not.
What?
You ruined it.
That wasn't
me.
That
was you.
Sarah,
it wasn't me.
And Uzette and Bryn combined.
I don't even remember what that story was. All I remember
I never got to it.
He said he had penises.
I tried to set it up, and then all of a sudden, it just took off another direction.
I'll do it again.
Forget it. I'm not doing it.
It's here's a story about penises. And we all want to hear it really bad. Four men, and they all had penises.
800-400-3697 is our text number. Let's
my God,
see.
We're such 9-year-olds.
I know.
I don't. I think it's normal.
650 says, God, I love Scott. He made me giggle on an otherwise sad Tuesday. Thank you. Tell Scott the three lesbians say in the front say hello.
Oh. Scott has a couple shows coming up. You can go to RadioAlice.com and get the info on that. He's in Alameda on Friday night.
When Scott asks about Rudy, he sounds like the guy asking his ex about the new person they're dating.
Hmm. Yeah, he's jealous. He wants to be our only friend, I guess. But that's
as
just
if he
not
doesn't get enough
be.
From us, though. I mean, what more could we give the guy?
Oh, he'll find more things that he wants.
Every time he posts something, I see our name there on the sign. Scott Kapur's doing his show, as heard on Sarah and Vinny. I'm like, wow. CBS just giving up the rights to our name, huh? Mm-hmm. That's quite the trade-off. Vinny, I used to go to the Orange County Swap Meet, too, when I was a kid. I got my first garter snake there.
Oh, you can buy a garter snake? Wow.
Everything.
Sounds like it.
Although, when I went to that swap meet, you'd buy a poster of the unknown comic. Oh. Like, this was the 70s, yeah. So I don't know what it looks like.
Bryn only goes because he likes to get the fruit covered with,
with the...
What's that spice that you guys like?
Tijan.
Jicama.
The corn?
Tahin.
Yeah.
And it's just pepper. Red peppers. And that corn's amazing. Yeah. The roasted corn.
Yummy.
I haven't gotten that yet. I'll have to
that's so good.
Try that.
I grew up going back and forth from Northern California to Southern California. The Northern California is flea markets and Southern California swap meets. No difference other than the name.
Just a different name. And it's all really just a huge yard sale. Have fun. It's really fun. It's a good time.
I have visions of Scott driving around with cold pizza texting Vinny, where's your house? Meanwhile, Vinny's ignoring his phone.
Just text me, Scott. I know the address. I can send it to you. Mm-hmm. You can stop by.
I'm not going to have time to see Scott.
Sure you
again.
Will. Everybody you has
to eat
lunch.
You better make time. You got to let him come over. Come on, he's right next to your house.
Oh, no. That's a fun bit for the radio, but I have no time for Scott this weekend.
What if he just swings by, walks around your house, and leaves without talking to you?
Why would I do that?
So you could see it, do an Instagram Live.
Oh, Instagram Live.
Yeah, just a quick Instagram
Live.
Oh, in
my house. That's what sure. I should have happen while my stuff is strewn all over the place.
Just from the inside, so no
You'll
one will
it,
see
I'll put
actually where you live.
Yeah.
Just consider
Scott's too well established in the comedy world. Rudy needs the publicity. That's why he's getting the performance.
Yeah.
Says 408.
Oh, okay.
I agree.
Oh, all right.
You're trying to make Scott feel better. Scott, you're just too famous to have
just
that.
When you like... Just when you start liking Scott again, he goes and ruins it.
What did he do?
I don't know. Scott is such a child. I'm annoyed. I'm turning you guys off.
Aww.
Tell Scott to shut up. Rudy is funnier and cuter.
Oh. Wow. That's really going to cut him deep.
Well, he's got a secret show. He can fight back. He's going to be on this.
Bring
this
these down for that.
That'll
be fun.
All right.
Really, you want to torture him? I think Scott's handsome.
I think so, too. If you had to date one of them, well, I guess Scott's gay, so it doesn't really...
No, imagine him straight and Rudy. Yeah. Put them together. Who are you going to pick?
I think she's going to pick Scott because Scott's graying out and kind of older dude.
Yeah, I'd probably have to pick Scott. He's more my type.
All right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's because you don't date Mexican guys. You said that.
It's not that I don't date them. I have a certain type.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
She doesn't date anybody now. I mean,
right.
A moot point.
Married guy. Yeah. Lady.
Person.
Person.
The guy whose windows you bust out of the car, was he Mexican?
Oh, no. He was...
He was your type, right?
He was not my type.
Oh, because he was tiny?
Yeah, because he had a little one.
He's family. I think from El Salvador.
Oh,
so I have been with a Latin dude. I forgot.
Yeah, but look at how you treated him.
Yeah, look how that
really count, does
pooped
it?
All over him. Busted the window out of his car.
Are all his friends listening? I got a big announcement.
Dude's got a tiny one.
All right. Are we, you
I'll
break?
Read the rest okay. of these after.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.